Should I use a
Thomas Edison Board of Directors meeting?
No. I've got that for life.
February 28th. 6/11.
Yeah.
February 25th.
Welcome, everyone. We'll get moving. I was asked over here to try to drag it out as long as I could. They were enjoying the food over there. We're trying to get in the habit to moving this along. We all had long days prior to this. There's no reason for us to have to belabor the point. So welcome, everybody, and we'll get on. So I think you should have the minutes. If you have the minutes, you know, just take a look at that briefly. All right.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Move the acceptance of the minutes.
All right, thanks, Mr. Blossom. Any second?
Second, Wayne Cooper.
Awesome. All right, minutes have been approved and seconded. Any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, do we have any, I don't see any parents, but for the purpose of the recording, I will ask. Any parents? All right. We should have our parent board representative with us next month. We had an email issue, but she knows about our meetings and she should be present for our next one. Any teacher comments? General public seats are open, but any general public comment? All right. We can go to the school report.
School report. Everybody have a copy of the school report?
Yeah.
Right. We continue to good attendance at our Saturday Academy sessions. We have 3 more remaining. Leadership Day planning is underway. Mr. Smith and our Lighthouse team have been real busy. Who else is on that team here? Mr. Smith, Ms. Gates. So that's a April 12th is a little earlier than we typically have it, but we're doing a 9 to 12 noon, so we always appreciate the board as they recommend folks to come, intending also your support as well. Chess team is preparing to compete this weekend for the Pennsylvania State Scholastic Chess Championship at Gettysburg, PA. And some of our eighth graders have been accepted into some private schools already. Tower Hill, St. Elizabeth, you see the list there. We're still waiting on notification from Girard, which I understand formally we've had some acceptances potentially already at Girard College. We already have some students at Girard as well. And the Coney Brothers. And Durant Highland and
from last year.
So I understand both tech acceptance letters have gone out over the past few days, so we should begin. We've got notification of a large number, I think almost 90% of our majority live for both tech. We're able to get in at least one, if not more.
Say that again. At least
both tech acceptances, so Howard, Johnson, St. George's, those acceptance letters have come out. And I think 80 to 90% of our students that applied for both techs have already been accepted.
Wow.
We have 50 or more eighth graders. I think we have less than 10 who didn't get into their school of choice. And the both techs applied. Girls on the Run, we're back at it again. We have our own personal girl on the run, Ms. And she's coordinating that, and that's always a great activity for our young ladies, and it culminates in a 5K at the waterfront. Last year they tried it at UD, but UD's not a good host for many events. So So we're gonna move that back to the hood, waterfront.
So, first of all, not to make it go back, but I just saw Charter School of Wilmington. How many folks got in there?
We haven't received notification. That's one of the last ones.
That's the end of this week, they said.
Right. Yeah, I was just curious, as you know, they made a change in their head of school.
I saw
the head
of school.
It looks like there's a big
push.
There's a big push to become more diverse than they are.
Yes.
Well, that was one of the things that they held against them.
Almost half. Well, some board members voted not to renew their charters.
Yeah.
When they applied for the charter.
Yeah. So they feel like they've had
a 10-year and got a 5-year. No charter got a 10-year, but they just said the diversity was.
Yeah,
diversity.
And apparently they set up some goals and they just were dissatisfied.
Now for us, we get a good percentage of our students that apply. I mean, in terms of applying acceptances, I think every kid who lives in Red Clay or buys from us, they pretty much get in because they don't take too many kids outside of Red Clay.
Cool.
But we have this last, we got two twins, Raheem, and 4 or 5 from that. And then Eric's over there, Shonda May. So we, Jocelyn just graduated.
So we've got a good representation over here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know we've had a couple each year, but when I hear you say all the names, it's even more than
and that's probably 90% of their diversity.
Right.
No, seriously. Our kids.
Yeah. And they actually contacted us one year and just said, like, what? We don't know what you're doing, but they said, your kids as a group, that they test higher. That might have been when you was still, they test higher than any group.
I remember that.
We get to come in at the women's charter. And that's a high stakes
it is.
Exam over.
Yeah, I mean they're taking themselves to task over their lack of diversity, and to hear that we're providing that diversity is very good.
Right. And also with my man tonight, our chess players got in the salary, bro. We did that for you. I mentioned your name, they didn't even need his
hat. Yeah, right. It's like, let's double check this stuff. All right, cool. Sorry to interrupt
you. That's okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, but we love being able to celebrate what the kids are doing. Now, I also want to celebrate Mr. Smith because he works in our light program with Mr. Aria, who used to work here. And they do a lot with supporting our kids and their families, the applications, the school visits. So, kudos to him and all the work that they do because that's after school, summer, preparing those students for that. Because the key is not just to get them on campus. Kids get them to campus and graduate.
Right.
You know, the first black male from Wilmington to go to St. Andrews was from Thomas Edison. And I just went to visit that young man. He's
University of
Delaware, Engineer Abu.
So how's he doing?
Doing great. Doing wonderful things. Wonderful things. So building operations, that partition in the gym has finally been repaired.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
First floor girls' restroom and water fountain have been repaired. And Jesse repaired the drywall on the third floor. We had a hydration station, so that was actually a filtered water station where students can fill up their bottle and they can take to class and drink water, get them encouraged to drink more water, but not having to pay for it. These get them. And then it helps with the recycling as well, they fill up.
Exactly.
The problem is one of Mr. Till's favorite students out there and fell, tripped, and used the water fountain for support.
An accident.
And we just knew the kid for playing, right? We watched the video, the kid actually really slipped. And he had nothing else to grab but the water fountain. So we had to cut him a break. But the drywall came out of the wall, so we didn't have to call somebody to come and fix it. Jesse did all the work.
Yes, he did
all the drywall. That's due to be installed. It's supposed to be installed today, but it'll be here tomorrow. So that's us pretty much. We'll start focusing on, we've already started our application process for next year. We started early. And our re-enrollment, I think, this year has been, I think, out of a potential 890 intent to return form, we have less than 10 notes coming back. Less than 10, So that's as of now. So we got, like I was telling Brother McKellar over, the bus company has been a little better. So we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping they can maintain that because that impacts that. But any questions?
You mentioned the 10. Have you debrief the parents of the 10 students?
Yeah, we call every parent, and most of them are relocating. They're going to other states.
Which is standard.
And then some of them, the bus rides a little long, especially for the families that come from Newark, because we have a bus that goes all the way to Frenchtown, and that's almost on the Maryland border. Yes. So some of them, it's a pretty long ride. And one or two say they just tired of me. You know, we just tired of you.
Yeah, right.
But for the most part, the families come back every year, and they're bringing other family members because I think everybody here is related to somebody. And then Ms. Winder has a group of alumni that's still coming back. Are they juniors now or not?
They're juniors.
Juniors.
I know.
So we're continuing to reach out and get feedback from those families.
Did Miss Winder ever tell you how she got her ducklings?
First one. Who recommended? Yeah. Which one? Who was it?
Jakiah. He set me up.
Did he?
She was having so much trouble. Here, Miss Winder, take her.
All the girlfriends. I know.
So that's how that started.
That's great.
She wasn't an eighth grader then.
No, that was like fourth grade.
So you're talking 4 or 5 years while they're here.
Yeah, I was like.
Now, you know what that means. You've been around a while.
That's great.
A blessing.
Yes.
Continuity. All right. There's no additional questions. We take a motion.
Motion to approve the head of school report, Mel Brown.
Second, the full house.
Awesome. Been properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's have it. All right. School financials.
Okay. Everyone has the financial update for January. And as you can see, we got our second batch of unit formula funds from the state. And we were notified that we are getting an additional $71,000. They made some adjustments. Some people did get masters or exceeded what they were in the system for, and then other adjustments as they felt necessary. So last month, for the December month end, we had anticipated the actual forecast for the end of the year to be a negative about, I think it was 14,000. So now we're in the black again. It's not a huge amount, but it's good. And I try to be very conservative with my numbers, so hopefully that we'll still spend the funds as they need to be spent, but just being cautious that at the year end, we don't want to be in the red.
That was the first thing I noticed when you sent it out. That so we flipped. If you look at that
14.
Next to the last column you had through 131, just down at the bottom, just as your net positive or negative, and we're in good shape. And last month, was it 14?
14.
It was very, it was very small. I wasn't concerned, but that was the flip there.
So we already have that 71.
Well, they gave it to us in February, but it's not appeared because we're in January.
Okay.
See, we received all of our state, all of our local funds, and after we receive the remainder of our unit formula funds, the only funds that we're projecting to receive are federal funds. And as we spend the federal funds, we receive the federal funds, so that's kind of like a wash. It's just to let you know that that there are going to be no significant revenue sources coming through from here out.
So, Ms. Wanda, the one thing I think that's worth sharing with the board, where can we see the one grant that we got that is more like social services, we're assisting students and their parents?
Okay, now, it's not here,
it's not here
because we didn't budget for that.
Okay.
So, but if you look on page 6, you'll see it as the education opportunity. We get those funds as we spend those funds.
Okay, gotcha. So what was the original amount? What is the grant that we were approved for? So is it this 121 or was it a higher number? That's the balance. That's
it there. It was a lower number than they gave. It's like 70-something, and then they gave us an additional whatever to make.
Now, so the reason I just I brought that up, I thought it was just worth sharing. So that's a grant that is that the school is able to assist students and their families as needed, being evicted from their home or need to fill up their gas tank and that sort of thing, right?
Is that through the state?
They gave us some.
Passes. So how long has this been going on?
This is the first.
Yeah. I've never heard. Oh,
first
okay.
Time. That's why I thought it was worth mentioning because we haven't had that sort of thing before.
So that we use all the funds,
yes,
so that we can get some more next year, because if we don't, they'll think, they don't need them. So.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. I don't think, Andrew, found any, any lack of demand for any of that.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That's
I like to hear good stuff like that.
Yeah, now and again. Any other questions for Ms. Wanda? Any other thing you wanted to share, Ms. Wanda?
Yeah.
Move acceptance.
Second.
All right. Before I could even ask, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposition? All right.
Question.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we should. Mr. Blossom, would you mind doing the honors?
Yes. This is Ollie Johnson. We gave you his bio last month, and we made a call to him to give him the final word that we had voted in the previous meeting to accept his coming with us as a board member. So you all, everyone, please, Ollie Johnson. Ollie.
Oh, right.
Welcome
aboard. Yep.
Speech.
Thank you.
We usually require a speech to be 2 minutes. No, I'm joking.
I'm honored as a Philadelphian.
Yeah.
To have a fellow
filled
out
here. South Philly, brother?
South Philly,
yeah. Yeah. South Philly. Went to
the South. I go to Lawyer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Played ball at Temple.
Yeah.
And you played for Kansas City?
A couple of years. I played 10 years combined.
Yeah. So, was that ABA or NBA camp?
Yeah. All NBA.
All NBA.
Yeah, but some of it was here in Philly, at least a year.
My last 2 years, yeah.
So, and been a big part of the community. I know a lot of our work sort of coincided when we were doing a lot of work down at community college, working with young black males and pushing things in the city as an educator. So I've always, from afar, admired your mentoring and support of never thought we would be on.
No,
I didn't know you were in Delaware.
I've been in 23
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I never realized that.
Yeah.
But it's an honor, to
thank
have you,
you
on the board. And very humble, but
very,
been
very.
A servant, truly, so we appreciate that.
It's, somebody did it for me, and I always look back to how I was raised and where I come from, and all I ever heard all my life is when you get here, you got to bring somebody along, so kind of live my life that way, and been very blessed by doing it. So, however I can fill in, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Hal.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah. All right.
I met Mr. Johnson, believe it or not, quite a few years
playing
ago.
Ball?
Nope.
The first thing I asked him. He blocked his shot. The first thing I asked
him. He blocked my shot.
I said, Mr. Boston, you balling?
Well, you met him at a block party.
I'm out there trying to stay alive, walking and running and what have you out on the track. What I run into is a few of the NBA guys, older guys, you know, out there tracking, and we just got talking, and one word led to another, and over the years, I've just spoken to him, and then finally I said, who are you anyway? We just got to meet each other, and we've been kind of like friends ever since.
Oh, well, you know you end up becoming a board member.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it, brother.
I think Mr. Appreciate Shelton it. Wanted to take you to the court.
Mr. Shelton, I told him about you.
Yeah.
I told him.
Yeah, so I'm going to set that up.
I said, Mr. Shelton's going to wear you out.
All right, Mr. Cooper.
Okay. Everyone should have, if you look, the report on the top right hand says M&T Bank. If you would go to the last, does anyone need a copy? It will pass around. Does anyone not have one? It's 5 pages. If you would go to the last page, go to the top right hand corner. You can see this is the report dated from December 1st to December 31st. We have a beginning balance of $600,392.59. We have interest that was put on the money, because this is in a money market account, of $50.99. So we have an ending balance as the end of December of $600,443.58. If you go to the, so this is what our overall fund balance for the Charter School Foundation is. If you go to the next page in front of that, which is a statement of accounts, and go down to the bottom, it lists all the accounts for the year, but the one at the bottom has the last two in terms of monies that comes and is in terms of State of Delaware direct deposit, as you can see there, that comes in. And this is it, as I've stated earlier, it doesn't go to, it can't go straight to the school. So it has to come to the foundation, and then we write a check out back to the school. And we have, and then the other one is the DCIC, which every time I totally forget what that stands for. But
I think it's Delaware Community Investment Corporation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the and as you can see there, that that's the $24,410.14, and that's for the mortgage. And as we've stated before, we've got 2 more years on the mortgage for the school. So that's what has come in, and that's what we have sent out. The other two are just the other sheets just expand on what was there before on the other ones. Are there any questions or comments on the finance report for the foundation? Yes, sir. If I can get a motion.
Motion to approve the board financials in November.
Second, Joseph.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposition? All right, the ayes have it. Ms. Wanda, did you want to talk? Did you have a auditor proposal? What
yeah,
you wanted to do?
Okay.
for the RFP to go out for auditing and tax services. I have a copy of the draft if anyone wants to see it. The finance committee has reviewed it. We are looking to have it back by March 27th so that for that following board member board meeting we can vote on it. So if anyone wanted to look at it.
So pretty much this is just we're sending out a request for proposal for folks to audit us. Our last one ran out with our expired with our last audit. Ms. Winder's prepared the RFP to go out. We'll receive those proposals. So at this point we're merely recommending the proposal to go out to receive proposals that we'll ultimately vote on hopefully in April. Yep, and when we get those proposals back in, you know, we will bring it before the board to vote on who we would actually select. But feel free to take a look at the proposal. Pretty much just states, you know, the scope of the services we're requesting. And the things that we need, they have to have a state of Delaware license, and they must meet all regulatory laws, codes, and requirements, and what have you. So it's pretty much a legal speak. But feel free to see me or Ms. Winder if you want to review the three pages. But in the interim, if we could get a motion so we could execute the RFP, that would be great.
I don't have a paper in front of me. Make a motion that we approve the RFP.
Seconded, Mill Brown.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so again, if anyone wants to review the full RFP, it's about three pages. Certainly no issue. Feel free to take a look at that. And I think Ms. Wine just emailed it out. Okay, I'll email it out to the group just so you can take a look at it. The physical copy, yeah. Mr. Coop, did you have anything for the achievement committee?
I don't have any formal report. I do want to just make a note that next month we should have the second round of the interim tests that the kids. And it goes from kindergarten through eighth grade. And so I think the last time it was presented back in October, the same thing in terms of that particular report. So you remember receiving that one. So the next one comes out. There will be a third one, and that one, it's my understanding, is after the state tests.
Yeah, we'll have that at the end of the
year. Yeah, so that may not show up till... you know, the June meeting or later.
Yeah. All right. And that was it for you.
That is it. So we'll have that report next week.
Perfect.
Next month.
All right. Nothing for personnel. So this is open from a chairperson. Until we have someone placed to hit that, I'll just run with that on an interim basis. But I don't have a report now. But I'll speak to... Principal L and see what personnel things we might need to focus on since we have had a lack of focus on that for this current school year. Operations committee?
The only thing that I would say that we had Jesse did go over to take a look at the petition that was at the Powell Center, the divider between the gyms. Mm-hmm. And in the process, he thought that it was an excellent idea, but it's very expensive. Very expensive. I didn't realize it was that expensive. And I was glad to hear that the doors have been fixed there in the gym. But the long-range thing that we need to look at is an issue that just came up. And if you're in the area outside, next time you're outside the cafeteria, the door that's closest to here, where the chiller is, you know where that well is there, take a look and you'll see what we're talking about. But basically what it is that that wall is crumbling. It is actually coming down. And we need to do something real quick about it. So I can quickly pass this around so that you can get an idea of what we're talking about. The root system of a tree is in there, and it's just eating away the bricks, and the bricks are crumbling. Our chiller is that's a very expensive chiller that we've got there.
Yes,
and we have got to get that done right away. We've got to do something to make sure that we get that fixed. So what Jesse has done is Jesse went in there, and Jesse is very talented, let me tell you. And he went in there and just boarded up the siding so that no more of the bricks will fall in that area. But we've got to get that fixed, and that's going to cost us. That's going to be a heavy cost. So the two of us need to get together and come over and see if we can get some contractual stuff going right away. I took the liberty to say to Jesse that this is almost like an emergency, which means that we can just go ahead and get the bids in of construct of how we can best get that done and get that done right away. I don't think we need to wait to put that out for what do you think?
So what is that going to be, the bulk of that masonry work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to get...
That's all right.
Well, first of all, we've got to go in there. Yeah, somehow or another, we've got to get a root.
You've done some tree work, so I just want to know. I'm going to ask if this tree needs to be removed.
That tree has to come out of there.
How do you do tree stuff?
You have to kill it. You have to drill. You have to drill down, and you have to kill that. Because every time we cut it off, I remember years ago, and here it is. It's right back again. And many, many years ago, we poured poison down there. What do you call it? You know, that you killed the plant, and it came right back. It came right back.
I was going to say, yeah.
Uh-huh. You've been fighting that thing for years.
For years. I thought it was gone. I mean, I took pictures. I got pictures in my old camera, you know, like you used to carry the cameras around. I got pictures, and I thought it was gone. And here it is. That's that same tree.
It's grown into a tree now.
Yes.
It's a weed.
Yes.
That's all it is.
And so we have
to. Weed.
Yeah. We have to get it out of there. So that has to happen first.
Is that something we need to contact Holmesy about, or Culberson, who did the masonry?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, I don't think it's that big. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
They may not even take that job.
No, I mean, it's a small job, but it's an emergency job that needs to be done. I think we could probably get it done for probably less than $10,000. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I just went to the emergency.
But it's 10,000. We weren't looking to see.
Yeah. Okay. And it's something that we hadn't anticipated. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up tonight.
But we have to.
It's an emergency. Yes. If it could, exactly.
Yeah.
If it continues to fall, it could damage our chiller, and now we got a serious problem going on.
And that weed whacker howling out there with.
No, it wasn't weed whacker. It's a liquid. I remember, I forget what you call that stuff, but it's a killer weed stuff, you know.
It was so small. I mean,
It was. But now it's big.
Okay, Mr. Blossom out there with his backpack on.
My weed whacker.
Ghostbusters. That's what I was picturing in my head.
So that basically... That basically is the next thing that we would like to talk about, and is this a good time to talk about?
Yeah.
The next thing we need to talk about is a much larger issue. We do need an RFP on this issue, and it has to do with the next, our service for the building, management of the building, which includes getting the bids out for contractors to come in, take a look at our building. It's a very drawn-out process. They need to have this, and they need to go. We need to go through a process. But what what we have done now is this is a completed packet that we need to send out, and we would like to have approval for that tonight. We need to move on this.
How long is our contract with Bravo?
Two years, and then one year
contract. So, I motion that we accept the RFP to go out for bid.
So it's been the fourth. So
can we get a second?
Yeah, I'm a second. That's why I make sure. So all of that has gone. So it's been the 2 years plus the 2 1-year options.
Let me actually check the contract, but I know that it's expired.
It's expired. Okay, that's
what. 2 plus 2.
Because even Jesse's aim said, I know our contract is expiring.
Three years. Mr. Blossom was asking for a motion. I didn't hear if we got one. He made the motion, or did somebody else make the motion? No, he can make the motion.
I seconded.
Okay,
so it's been moved. Those are the people we want to hear from. All right, so it's been motioned that we put out the request for proposal for the facilities management and janitorial services. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposition? Okay, the ayes have it, and we'll get that out, and we'll see.
I do want it on record that I am in favor of Jesse, whatever Jesse. I like Jesse.
I'm Jesse Run. Not Jesse Smollett, but Jesse.
But Jesse works for Bravo.
Yeah. Jesse works for Bravo.
Yeah, works for Bravo. Who was a big sea change after Aramark.
And, yes.
Well, you know, we first had Bravo, we had my man Troy, too.
Yeah. How about
we got Jesse.
How about that? Oh, boy.
I wonder if Aramark will bid. What was your girl's name?
Sandy.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if they'll make a bid. All right, so we'll get that out. All right, so it's just me standing in the way between you and freedom. So this is a couple of things. This will just be quick. So we did not get with Darryl Mosley over the course of the month. He's been pretty busy in the evening. I talked to Principal L, and we think that it's probably best, since we'll be in March next on this Friday, to just plan this as a next year event. The buses in the interim, kind of our emergency sort of situations in December, we think that they probably got word that we were talking.
That's what I was wondering.
With them. But they've gotten a little better. Yeah. At least in the interim.
Right,
so,
right now.
But we still want to, we'll continue
just
to.
A little better.
A little better.
They're not late. I mean.
It's not 100, but it's better.
No, it's huge. Mr. Hoffman, I tell you, every time we've been there five waiting on bus, now it's like 4:30, we're done. And on a consistent basis, not just once or twice, on a consistent basis.
That's good.
It's almost like somebody in the room set some Yankee candles over the bed.
The bus driver community is probably a small
right.
one.
Oh,
so,
I'm sure.
I'm sure there's conversation. Someone that works for Mr. Mosley or what have you.
Well, the letter went out to him, right, Sam?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's whatever the case, we have seen, we get on advanced enough. So when they do improve, I think it's just out of respect we should acknowledge that. And we have seen. And the communication has always been pretty good. So which in the past has been a problem, sort of the communication with their dispatch and management. But the communication is always been good. Even when the performance hasn't been good, we've been notified that the performance isn't going to be good. But now we're seeing a consistent buses on time, buses showing up. And even with all the double routes, we're seeing less of the frequency on that is a lot less too.
Yeah.
One bus doing two different routes and that kind of thing. But I do think moving forward
yep.
with additional support
yep.
so that we don't run back into that problem again.
Yeah, it probably would behoove us to at least do those routes that we already kind of talked about. So we'll set up some time. So Daryl, he's just been really busy in the evening, so he's only available really after 7 o'clock. So it would probably be better for us to set up time during the day. We can start talking about that. So I'll reach out to him for some good times that we can get together.
Meeting during the day or phone?
Probably going to set up a conference call first. Okay. That's probably the best thing. And then the next step, we can get together in person. For Dana, they're having their makeup session for new board members. So there's a new board training that we all have to go through as board members that Dana does for us. We're all compliant, but Mr. Johnson and Rupa's going to need that, as well as
parent.
Yeah, Miss Kirkland. We'll need that. It'll be March 20th. I just got to confirm the time. And they haven't even put out the registration form yet.
It's local, though, right?
It's local. It's in Wilmington. Yeah. Thank goodness. Oftentimes, they want us to go to Dover. That's never fun.
That's good.
But it's going to be in Wilmington. So that is good. And it'll be March 20th, so if we can just do kind of a Mr. Johnson, if we can... just like a save the date sort of thing, and then when I get additional information, I'll definitely pass that out.
And also, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, it's a course that you will have to take online. It just teaches you all about the finances of charter school and gives you just different information, but it is a requirement that you're going to be a board member.
So do we administer that ourselves, or do you have that, or how do we do that?
I can forward you the email that has the link, and you just click on it, and you just...
Is that what you did?
Because, when did you take it?
Last year sometimes. Yeah.
And it's only one time, a one-time thing.
Okay.
So in the future, you can just say, I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Trying to save you some time.
So we'll have to send that. We'll send that link to Miss Kirkland as well.
I have them write some useful long explanation.
Nothing really new on committee chairs. The last thing was there's this. And I don't have much information, but I do want to just let the board know. There's a renovation Riverside project going on at Eastside is a part of. They've reached out to me and Principal L and would like Thomas Edison somehow included. It's really based on a program I started in Atlanta called Purpose Built Communities, where to attack a lot of the problems that you have in inner city schools, that it looks at home ownership and sort of from the time a child is born all the way up through school. I don't have very little information on it, but I'm going to go to a lunch with this Purpose Built Communities folks on Friday. So I'll have a little more information next month, and Principal L will join me, and we'll share that with the board. Not sure that it's even something we'd be interested in, but we'll hear about it.
Well, is this something? Didn't they call you about having a meeting before, Principal L?
Mm-hmm.
Was that meeting? Was there a meeting or?
That's what he's discussing.
Oh,
yeah. So there okay, will so be. The, so
there
been
will
invited.
Be. There just
yeah.
wasn't. There's
yeah.
just.
Well, there's been like like small groups like with Eastside, but no like mass meeting with like the folks that this is. So they've really taken this model across the country and did it in different. Areas. So the folks from Atlanta will be in the area and so
the ones who are,
to me.
Who are
yeah, exactly.
pushing this. Okay, so what was the meeting with Eastside about? You said there was a meeting with Eastside. I thought I heard
Eastside is really the
okay.
ground zero for the project. It's really okay. focused around Eastside.
It's part of that project that I was telling you about
yeah.
some time ago
mm-hmm.
wherein East Side is singled out as to become a high school.
Right.
I mean, yeah. to increase to a high school level.
Well, they would like to do that.
Yeah.
It's a
very big project.
It's a major.
And when I heard, so I met with one of their, so someone, the person, Jocelyn Stewart, who works with East Side, used to work at, be an executive at Barclays, like invited me to lunch and just told me a little bit about it. It's like super audacious. I mean, it's going to take a bunch of funding. I mean, they want to raise Riverside. They want to build homes. They want to put people in home ownership. They want to have, from the time a child is born, there'll be a daycare and a preschool and a school that they can go to that has all sort of funding that closes funding gaps. So, have home ownership. It might be an opportunity to employ folks. It's a really big, in a grand scheme, if it all works out close to what they want, I would call that a success. But it's pretty audacious, and who knows how it even gets off the ground. I'm like, it's huge. So, I mean, it's going to require like millions of dollars. So,
for instance, so I even heard that the riverfront area over there across, you know, where the Kingswood Community Center is and where Riverside is, if you walk all the way back, you're to the river, the Delaware River. The plan is to just clear out all of that area and have condos built where hundreds of thousand dollar condos.
That takes me out.
Yeah, it takes me out too. So, and so it's a multi-level social strata instead of just having low income.
Yeah,
I mean from here down to there.
Yeah, and theoretically there would be, this is the part that's not laid out, but there would be a high school, there would be a K-8, and there would be a pre type of school. So. And everyone would just kind of flow through that. So we'll see. We'll get more information. I get here back from Jackson. We'll be at Kingswood Community Center.
Is that where
at 12:15.
Okay.
So I can even scoop you up.
I think the long term plan, short term plan, is that as we meet with them, we would like to probably set up a meeting with segment of our board.
Oh, exactly.
And meet with the board there. It's just that I was just very clear with them that we were not interested in dissolving our board and having one board.
Okay, that's what I was kind of...
Yeah, so let me be clear. Make this decision.
When they reached out, that's kind of what...
And that's
and all that stuff that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see, what this is about.
This needs to be, we need to be able to be an autonomous partner, right? And if that's something that we're, that they're interested in.
They can come in under us.
And that feels, we could certainly do that. Well, they could run their school, we can run our school. It's the way I see it.
They don't want to come in under us.
It's the way I look at it. But
we don't mind being a part of it.
But I don't mind being a part of it, Now, if they want to make Principal L a superintendent or something, we can talk about that. But for now, we'll do our own thing.
Okay.
So that's that. Any additional board member comments?
Can we talk about the charter school conference? How many people are signed up for that?
So far, I have Mr. Cooper, Mr. Bloxham, and Mr. Till. I have the information on the conference. If anybody is interested, if you
want to
see me,
the location is
Las Vegas. Did we offer this out to the staff?
Yeah.
Any other staff?
Did you raise your hand?
I had one staff member come to me.
You
might get some heightened
interest. Certainly the board is welcome to go. But I would like if staff was interested to give them some heavy consideration.
Yeah,
just as an opportunity.
July
Yeah, my boss is out there for a conference now. He said it's 50 degrees. It's not real hot. This is really late for now. And we have something that goes on. Like, we do our family.
But again, you said it was moved. It was a last minute. It was supposed to be in Denver.
Yeah,
because it was supposed to be in Colorado,
but
something happened.
They probably had to
go
around Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. So
they had to immediately find another place, and this was
Vegas. Yeah.
And they have it like right before July 4th, which is
It's tough. So I don't know that I'm gonna be able to make it. So I just want to make sure that we offer folks to go.
You said it's budgeted for 60 to go, right? So.
Mm-hmm. And
especially new board members.
For the staff. But even if we have to, as the board, fund some additional people, let's put it out there to the staff.
Because we have PE money, I think, that could pay the staff to go to a conference.
Okay.
I mean, yes,
yeah.
I think we.
So, you know, just offer it to the staff without worrying about the board part. We can always.
And for sure, I would love to see our newest board members take advantage of that, because the training, it would really be great for them or the conference. So.
Cool. And then, you know, lastly, let's just put back on. I'll just reiterate the principal L. I already shared it, but if we can just mark April 12th down for the leadership day, just give that additional focus. If we can all plan to attend, and if we can reach out to our networks and invite folks, that'd be great. It's really kind of the signature event for the school, so we just wanted to be big.
Is this under open discussion?
Open discussion.
I just want to take, I think at the meetings, I want to try to use that as a chance to elevate, celebrate folks too. So today I'd like to, I guess, sort of give a shout out to the folks that support us. So on my behalf will be Mr. Shelton and Ms. Yates. As you know, over the years, whenever things got down in school, they were always there. Whenever I'm not here, you know, because I'm trying to be world famous, it's difficult, but I'm trying. They keep the school running. They're very supportive of me, the kids, and the families. And over the years, I think together here at Edison combined, they have over 30, probably close to 35 years, you know, experience. Thank both of them. And then I would like to thank Angie and Amanda, because they are constant soldiers and supporters for Ms. Winder and all that she does. We work together a lot, but a lot of behind-the-scenes things are done. People don't see that. So I would just like to commend them as well. Because between those two, they probably have 50 or more years. That might actually be true. But been serving kids, serving teachers, serving parents. And so I just want to take a moment, just on the record, to be able to just say a big thank you to them. Job well done. And just to know as we move forward into, we're about to hit 20 years as a school. And I just want to thank you, and looking forward to, you know, 20 more. And you know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I will follow up with Ms. Winder. Just simple things that I would never, you know, I get a text every time that, hey, Mikel, you're going to need food. Did you get food? Or do you want food? You know, and she's always our RFPs, you know, is always keeping me up to date with all of our dates and recordings. So I appreciate that.
And at the I don't know if were you at the Christmas party?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't make it. So at the Christmas party, we did, as a staff, we thanked the board as well. So I want to make sure that you hear that from us. We were very appreciative of all the support We know the board works very hard, you know, for us, and we express that. So since you're here today, I want to make sure you and all the board members know that we appreciate your support. Mikhail and his leadership are also of the school and our school family, because as volunteers, a lot of folks don't really know what goes into putting that board work, but we know what, you know, what happens at that level. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Any other updates?
I have board manuals for this year. I've passed some out. I have them here for whoever didn't receive one. Also, if you didn't fill out a conflict of interest policy last meeting, then I need you to fill out one. The auditors look for this every year. So, let's see, I'll tell you who I have. I have Cooper, Mr. Bloxham, and Mel.
You don't have one.
Hold on, what you got? I'm sorry.
Okay.
What you give me this on? You always give me this on some stuff.
And he just gave you a shout out.
She probably got me this on.
He wants to sign the
He likes it.
Nah,
Mike.
And Mr. Brown just brought to my attention. Also, we will be doing that board retreat. But Paul Stock went from Dana wanted to focus on us first doing the update. Like, he wanted to focus on that recurring board training first, because it's not just for us, but it's for other folks in the area. And he's going to give me some prospective dates that will work from home, and I'll share it out with the board. All right. Anything else?
The only thing about that is, we talked about the regentrification of Riverside. If you just think about South Market, how that's changed in the last 5 to 10 years, and we got the stadium down there. If that's changed that quickly, just imagine how this is going to change. And I would rather us push the issue by having a retreat first, where we know what we want, versus having somebody else in there to kind of direct them on the course.
Okay. Yeah, point well taken.
True coach. Beginning.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else? All right. Mr. Blossom? Mr. Blossom used to hit me with that. All right.
Bill Brown?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
My second one. 7:09.